The following tape contains Coach Bob Bennett's lessons on baseball fundamentals, and most importantly, how to teach those fundamentals. The teaching plan is simple and sequential, but critical to maximizing Coach Bennett's lessons. Number one, explain. Number two, describe. Three, demonstrate. Number four, evaluate. Number five, understand ability levels. Six, make adjustments to individuals. And seven, repetition.
I'm Bob Bennett, former coach at Fresno State, where I coached for 34 years. Prior to that, I coached about 12 years in high school. And what I want to do today is coach infield play with pitchers. So we'll do the whole workout here with pitcher and first baseman, pitcher and second baseman, and so on. And we'll incorporate the outfield in with these guys also. And also we'll incorporate the catchers in. So it's a full drill. And the good thing about these kind of drills is you can use them to work up to more advanced drills. You can use them to for maintenance purposes. And they're real great for teaching communication and teamwork. So we'll jump into these right away.
Pitchers around the infield. This is an excellent drill that lasts approximately 45 minutes to an hour. It takes the pitchers through a variety of fundamental defensive situations. The pitchers are involved with each infield position, the outfielders, and the catchers. Fielding skills and communication skills are emphasized. Spend approximately 7 to 10 minutes on each phase of the drill. There are six phases in pitchers around the infield, and each, as we said, lasts 7 to 10 minutes. In the first phase, the pitchers and the first baseman are working together, with all other position players working at various stations around the field. In phase one, pitchers and first basemen work on all types of ground balls involving essential communication between the two positions. In phase two, we call in the second baseman, and we work on ground balls with the three players involved. In phase three, we excuse the second baseman and call in shortstops. There, we're working with double plays, starting with a ground ball to first base. In phase four, the third baseman come, and it's pitchers, third baseman, catchers, and first baseman. We're working on bunt plays with runners at first and second. In phase five, the first baseman are excused to go work at another station. And pitchers, shortstops, third baseman, and outfielders work together. The focus here is on pickoff plays between the pitcher and the shortstop, where the ball is possibly thrown away and the center fielder has to back up and throw to third base, using the shortstop as a cutoff man and the pitcher backing up third base. And of course, the third baseman is working on taking throws from the outfield. In phase six, pitchers and catchers are working together, working on blocking low pitches, pass balls, and covering home plate. As you can see, this is a comprehensive drill involving the pitchers in each of the other positions in a variety of defensive situations. Do not be intimidated. This drill can be successfully executed by all age groups.
Okay. Assisting me today on this drill is Jeff Prieto, the coach at Clovis East High School, and he's going to be doing the fungal while I'm doing the talking. You can do this with one coach, but if you have two coaches, it's much better because one can fungal and one can explain some of the things to the other, to the players. What we're going to do here is hit a ball between the first baseman and the pitcher, develop some communication between the two. We say the first baseman out here, guys, the first baseman is the captain. You make the final decision. If you want to call a ball, you have to call it within three steps. So you throw it, be aware of throwing a ball with good control, then you break to where the ball's hit. Ball's not going to always be hit in the same place, remember, so you read the ball. Try to make communication as quickly as you can. If you're going to not feel the ball, you cover the bag, and what you do is come directly toward the baseline until you get about 12 feet from the base. Running as hard as you can here, you cut down the base, run here, tag with your right foot, catch the ball, and run inside. Now, why would you tag the ball with your bag with your right foot? The reason I don't want to tag it with my left foot is because if I come in here with my left foot, my body's in line with the runner. He can tear me up. He cause injuries, and you're liable to drop the ball besides. So I want to stay inside. He's got the hole. There's no reason for him to hit you because you got the inside of the bag. Now, let me see that ball just a second. If by chance this first baseman gets the ball hit hard to him back a little bit, he's got the ball right now, and I'm here. I want to call for the ball. Ball, you give me the ball early, I catch it, now I can tag the bag and I don't have to worry about catching and tagging at the same time. Otherwise, I have to get to the bag. I have to get to the bag in a hurry. I haven't got the ball yet. I stop, wait for the ball, then you throw me the ball. Okay? Now remember, you guys are going to be in a regular position for part of the time. Read the ball, make the play. Here we go. Jeff, you just hit him in between, easy like a bunt play. Not real hard. Yeah, you're throwing, he's playing off you, he's timing you. All right, now let's stop just a second and correct that play. What was wrong with that play? We didn't have a call. Remember, we have to have somebody call the ball. That's the first thing we want to work on is calling the ball. All right, here we go again. Okay, ball, bag is what we're going to say. Ball, bag. We want the ball call first. Now, it's better if I say ball, ball, isn't it? Nice and clear, and you say bag. And bag's a secondary call, remember. Nobody calls a bag until the ball is called. Got to get the ball call first. Here we go again.
Ball,
atta
ball.
Baby. Bag. And the bag's a secondary call. All your tag with your right foot. And stay on the inside of the baseline. Atta baby. Here we go again. Time it off of him, Jeff. As soon as he throws, atta baby.
Ball.
Bag, that's it. Right foot, right foot, right foot. Stay inside the baseline. If we had a straight line down here, right down through here, we want to stay in this line, come down in here, under control, stop at the bag, catch the ball, stay inside. Go ahead.
Ball, ball.
A little quicker, not nice and easy. And on that one, you're close enough, just give him an underhand toss. Underhand toss and follow.
She's on.
Okay. Now we need a call on that, don't we? Okay. Try that again. Try that again. We fooled you a little bit. Try it again. Go ahead. No matter where the ball is, it's got to be called. Somebody's got to feel it. The other guy's got to acknowledge it.
Go, go, go.
That's it. That's it. All right, go ahead. Any place. Any place is fine.
Take it.
A little louder, a little louder, a little louder. Make sure your feet are set. Now, just 1 second. Remember, there's a time clock. There's no place on the field you see a clock, but it's inside your body. That runner's running so fast, you've got so much time to make the play, and you want to get that assembled in your head as quickly as you can, because some plays I have time to catch it. The clock says I got plenty of time, and I throw. Other plays it says, oh, the clock's running, and I don't have much time here because the ball's hit slow, the runner's fast. I got to get it and get it there. But if I have time, I want to take enough time to make a good throw, don't I? The more time I get, the easier it is to make a good throw. Here we go.
Ball, ball, ball. Back, back.
Got plenty of time. Atta baby. Good. Good throw. Atta boy. Good.
Ball, ball.
Okay, and be looking at the ball as you're coming. Be looking for the ball because he might get it to you early. But don't cheat to the bag too much. You might have to get that ball. He did give you a good call, though. Give me a good call. That's it. Now you did a real good job on that. If I hear him call the ball, I'm going to go there. If I can't get the ball, I'm going to go to first base. What does that tell the first baseman? I can't get it anyway, so you got a call. You can take your 3 steps, and you got to get it anyway. So if you head out for the bag, you're saying ahead of time, I can't get to it. I know I can't. It's hit too hard, and that's good. Hello, baby. That's it. Good, good. Good call and way to stop and get yourself collected. Atta boy. Okay, now let's change groups.
Here, Nico. Daddy's up from here.
I'm gonna have you stay there for one more play, and then I'll move you into second base and have you maneuver around with the other players in just a second. All right, now it's the same play. Stay back deeper. Stay back deeper. You can play this. You can practice this up close too, but it's better to do it this way. Oh, now what did we not hear? What did we not hear? You didn't call it. Call the ball. Call the ball. Call the ball, and then he'll know whether you got to cover the bag or not. Okay? Okay, we're calling the ball now. Get used to calling that son of a gun real quick. Judge it. Make a call. That's it. Bag. Atta baby. Yeah, when you're doing drills, don't run into the action. Like that, it's all right if you had to shift and get something, go around that way or around this way so you don't get hit in the noodle. You know, we can all be real quiet and we can be real shy except when there's a play on. Yeah, I can walk around real quiet, but if there's a play on, ball, bag! No, I don't have to say anything for any length of time. But if I just have to, I just talk when I need to talk. Real clear, real concise. Louder. Good recognition, just be a little louder, okay? Good. Under control. Now, come back. Let's go through that one more time and show you how to handle it a little bit better. You did a good job of hustling. Come down to the line right in here. And when you get about right there, break down and start taking short, choppy steps and get under control. And then toss that to him. Under control now. Quickly. That's it. Under control. You just got a little bit too quick. Do what your body can let you do. No more. That's it. Louder. Now, you got a little more time. Remember, you got that clock running inside. I got a little time on this because I got the ball quickly. Take your time. If he's not ready, take another step, loading up and then throwing. That's a good call, both ways. Good. Good job, guys. Atta, baby. You always try to lead in front of the pitcher, give him the ball. Pitcher's trying to lead you in front too. Here we go. Now, if I could change that a little bit, ball's hit to you real quickly, wasn't it? So you had time, take a little bit more time, get set. Okay, here we go. Atta baby. Okay, now where was the mistake there? Bit off more than I could chew, didn't I? Made a bad judgment. Okay, we do that. I'd rather see that than no call at all. That's better. At least I can make an adjustment, say I got a little bit rambunctious on that play. But make sure you can get to the ball. Make sure you, that's what we're learning here, is where your coverage is. Here we go. That's it. And get right to the bag. As soon as you recognize the ball's by you, boom, head out to the bag. Now, let's go through that play again. Come on back. How many steps did you take? And how many can you take and call a ball without fouling up your partner? Three. You took two more, and then he didn't know what to do. And you call the ball, now we're in no man's land, nobody's covering. Okay? That mistake's been made before by other guys, so don't worry about it. Just correct it on the next play. All right, hold up. One thing we got to have, guys, is a guy in front of that line's hot and ready to go. Okay, here we go. Take this step in. Give me a little quicker call. Infielders, hold up just a second. Infielders, when he's fungoing, get in the habit of doing this. Every ball thrown to the plate, I want to advance on it, and I want to be on the final step when the ball's hit. So if he's hitting the ball, just hit it, Jeff. We're not going to feel it. One, two. Give me a chance to get started here. I want to read you. Give me a chance. We're going to go together here. As he throws the ball up, we're going to walk into it. All right, here we go. Go ahead. Walk, boom, we're on it. Now I'm ready to feel the ball. I'm ready to get one way or the other if I take those initial steps. So when he throws the ball up, I'm timing it so that I come down as he hits it. Okay? Every guy does that when he's fielding. Step, step as he throws it up, step, get your timing. Little step, one, two, time. Here we go.
Ball, ball, ball,
take it.
Give me back.
Little call, I gotta have a little quicker call. Okay, let me have four guys here, four guys at second, and four guys on the mound right now. We'll rotate.
Four guys here?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he can rotate in. Give me somebody behind the plate here to take his spot for a minute. Now what we're going to do here is we're working on a play with a ball hit between the second baseman and the first baseman. And the idea here is we want the first baseman to cover as much territory as you can. The balls you can get to, we want you to field. If you know you can't get to it, come back, cover the bag. But we want you to overemphasize, be thinking in the way of getting the ball rather than getting the bag, because we got somebody to get the bag. As soon as that ball's hit to this side, this is one thing we want our pitchers to always do is cover the bag. Any ball hit to the weak side of the infield, the right side of the infield, we got a pitcher covering. Now you cover the same way. The only difference is if I hit a ball, it's a quick ball down the line here. Say you're going to feel this ball down the line over here. It hits and it's real close to the line. Come over and feel one. Just act like you're feeling it. On that one, I'm going to come straight at him, straight at the bag, because I'm in line with the throw.
Okay.
Otherwise, I come over here, and when we're working on the double play, we'll come straight to the bag too, okay? Let's go about five each, Jeff, and then rotate, because we want to make sure we cover this whole drill. We got to have the ball call now. Go ahead. Ball, 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 ball. Just for me, it's okay if you say I got it or you take it, but for this drill, let's do it this way. Call ball, bag, use that terminology, okay? Here we go.
Ball, 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 bag, bag.
That's it. Get under control, under control, under control. Here we go. That's it. Walk into the ball.
Take it.
Now, get your feet under control. Make sure you go down the line enough so you can hit the bag. We don't want to run 90 feet and then miss the bag. Move over. You guys are cheating on me a little bit. Move over towards second base. There you go. Right in the seam there, Jeff. Right in the seam. That good call. Atta, baby. That's the way to work that. I do it a little bit quicker. A little bit quicker. Everything's a little quicker. That was good. We had communication.
Atta,
baby. That's it. Now see if you can hit one right in the, right, almost through, almost through.
Hold it up. Back, back.
I've got to get my cups in here. They're cheating on me.
Back, back, back.
Okay, you guys are cheating on me. Start in front of this cup right here. Start in behind it. Start behind it. Okay. You guys are cheating on me too. Huh? You start in front of this cup. I mean behind this cup. Okay, now we got it. Here we go. Here we go. That's more like it. Make sure you know where your feet are and where the bag is. That's why you run down that line and pick it up. Run down that line and pick up the bag. Run down and pick up the bag.
Sure that after you get the bag, you bust it back to the line. You can't walk because remember the fungo, the ball's getting hit right where you're walking.
Good call. Good call. Good call. It's a good call. Good, good. Under control. Guys, start breaking down so you can get to the bag. One of the things, you don't want to tag right on the middle of the bag. It's kind of slippery sometimes. I want to get to the inside of the bag, catch the ball, and come back in and look for a play. Got to have a call. Got to have a call. Attaboy. Way to hustle. On that play there, any play, one of you decide. And second base, you got the best angle on that. So let's say that there's enough time's elapsed so nobody's made a call. Who should call the ball in if nobody's made a call? Make it. And if you can't get it, you can't get it. Here we go. I can switch him. Okay, we can switch. We can switch. Let's switch groups. Give me a different group at first, different group at on the mound, and somebody else catching. So we're trading off. We just flopped them. Attaboy. Good. That was good coverage there. It was good because he broke down, found the bag, had plenty of time. Attaboy. Now, where? Hold it. You just committed a big crime there. What was it? You tagged the bag with your left foot. Tag it with your right foot. See, I'm deadly on that. Tag it with your right foot. Right foot. Which one's your right foot? Okay, it's mine too. Here we go. Right foot. Under control. Under control. Stay with it. Stay with you. Still got him. Still got him. Attaboy. Good, good job, good job. Good job all the way around. Atta baby. Good, good, good. Now we're cooking. Good, good job. Atta boy. Good. Once they start gaining a little bit of confidence on this play here, they start to do some things you talk about, underhanding and getting the right throw. Right now they're sweating BBs trying to get the call made. Good, good, good. Now break down a little bit sooner so you're not going full speed right on the bag. Go full speed and then break down a little bit, okay? Okay, well, what happened on that? How many steps were you off the bag when you called it? Huh? Two or three? I thought you were okay. You might have gone too far and not read him. Try to read him, okay? Here we go. One, two, that's it, that's it. Good, good, good. Good timing on that, too. You took time, you had time. Good, that's a boy. Good job. Stay on the inside of the bag. Stay on the inside of the bag with your foot.
Ball, ball, ball. Take it back.
Okay, stop just a second. I want to really re-emphasize something. When you come to the bag, break down. So now I know where that thing is. I can handle the ball and the bag at the same time. If I'm rushing here with my feet, I can't do that. Then when I get to the bag, I want to go inside it. Now use the bag to help you. Stay inside. Stay inside. Catch the ball here and then walk off and look inside for a play. Okay? Stay over that bag, behind that cup. You're cheating on me, Merlo. Don't cheat on me. What happened on that play? Didn't call ball. He's listening to me. I was on him. Shouldn't have been on him in the play. Here we go. A little quicker. A little quicker. I couldn't hear you. Make sure you're definite. You want that pitcher to know you got the ball. You want that second baseman to know you got the ball.
Yours, yours.
Now we've got a play here where we're going to hit the ball to the first baseman. It's a double play ball. There's a runner at on base here. So we're going two. Come on up a little bit. Come on up. Come on up. Okay, we're going second base. You can be either at a short position or on the bag. Let's go on the bag here for a while. We're holding a runner on. I'm gonna go back the other way. We're back a little bit. We're allowing the runner. He's not real quick, so we're gonna play off the bag a little bit. Now on this play, when he gets the ball, the shortstop's gonna cover the bag, and you're gonna be cheating a little bit toward the bag to cover it. You'd be seven over and eight back, then you'd cheat over a little bit about three steps this way from that position and in about four. Hold it. I'll come back and show you. Well, yeah, go ahead and mark it off. Seven, eight, and eight back. Okay, now with a left-handed batter up, you're going to cheat this way a little bit, about four steps toward first base, and there's your position. All right, now, he's going to field the ball. Since he's outside, you're going to come to the bag and say outside. You want the throw to be outside here. We're going to do that for about three plays each. Then we're going to move him up to a bases-loaded position. Bases-loaded position. Ball's hit to his right. Now you're going where with the throw? Inside. And you say inside to him. If he gets it out here, you say outside. I want to hear that loud and clear. Okay? So we're starting back a little bit here. And you can move that cup so it doesn't hit you. Now we're going outside, double play. And you guys are going exactly straight to the bag because it's a double play and you're the only guy that's going to be here if he fields the ball. You're coming here getting lined up with 1 foot, stretch and get the ball. You're a first baseman once you get here. Straight to the bag, straight to the bag, straight to the bag. A little firmer, Jeff.
Outside, outside!
And you can yell bag as you're going. Yeah. As you're going to the bag over here, just say bag. So that you can get...
Outside!
Attaboy. Now you middle infielders try to shorten the arc on that getting ready to throw business. So you get there quickly. Quick, stay back. Stay behind the bag to complete that double play. Okay, let's stop just a second. What we're doing here is shortstop ought to be working on some footwork. So you're going to stay, there's a circle that you ought to get to here. And it's like a 3 foot circle. And you can just mark it in the ground here like this and say, I got to get to that area quickly. And in line with the throw. So I got to get here and get lined up with the throw. If he's throwing in here, I want to stay back in here. And I don't want to get too quick until the throw's made. Now the throw's made, I see it's a good throw. I come up in here, tag with my right foot, come across, boom, in there. If I come in here and he should throw it that way, I want it outside, but he throws it inside, I just go get the ball inside and make the play in here. Okay? Here we go. Go ahead. Stay back, you're rushing too much. Stay back on that circle till you see the throw made. I wanna know what kind of throw it is so I can adjust my feet.
Back.
Go ahead.
Outside.
Stay there, now get it. Now footwork. Here we go. Come to the circle, as quick as you can, cheat a little bit. Now get there, under control. Stay back a little bit, you're still rushing. Get to here, don't rush. Get to here quick. Fast you get here, and then control it. Right here, quick. Now break down, stay back. Now go to the ball. That's it, now we're ready, that a boy. Here we go. Slow. Now go. That's it. See how you can adjust to the ball? It's not always going to be thrown where you want it. You'd like for it to be thrown outside. He almost got me then. Break down. Now go to the ball. Go to the ball. Atta baby. Remember, keep your feet active and alive. Keep them apart so you can go wherever the ball is made.
Outside.
Atta baby. Back behind the circle. Stay there. Good. Atta boy. Try to shorten that arc up a little bit. Shorten it up a little bit. Okay. Atta boy. That's good. That was good. Have we got any other middle infielders here that need to be out there? Okay, let's switch and get the other people on the middle infield part. Some new pitchers on the mound. New first baseman here. So we got it now worked out. Three, get to this 3-foot circle as fast as you can. At second base, you get to the bag as quick as you can. But here you get to the circle as quick as you can. Now see, this ball might be thrown over here. Even though I want it outside, it might be thrown anywhere. But I'm gonna get this, and I see the throw and it's out here. Now I can get my footwork. I can come into there, get the footwork, and throw in there. Or if it's inside, it's a bad throw, it's not where I want it, I can still get the, oh, it's out there, boom. I can catch that ball and throw it from here. Okay? So we're going to the circle. We're going to the circle as quick as we can. Here we go. You guys are going straight to the bag now. Straight to the bag. Hustle. That's it. Good. Now you did a good job of staying back, which is what you had to do. Get to the circle and break down. Get to the circle. Slow down. Wait for the ball. Cheating on me a little bit. Wait back here on this circle. Get at this circle here. Wait. Keep your feet moving here instead of creeping up on it. Okay? Yeah. Wait till it's thrown so you know where it is. Get to the circle, break down, and now go get the ball. That's good. Good. That's good right there what you did. Here we go. Good. That's good. That's good. Good job. That's good. Well, you guys are cheating. Our guys cheat sometimes too. You just have to keep them over there. Atta boy. Stay back. Good job. Now go to the bag. As soon as you see the good throw, then you start getting your footwork lined up to it.
That's it.
Now, when you get to this spot, you don't want to be dead. You don't want to just stop here with your feet. You want to keep those feet moving. I want to see where the ball is. There it is. Oh, there it is. Boom. I'm right into it. If you still up on the thing and stop, you're not going to have any momentum going in the throw. Here we go. Under control. Go get it. Throw it. Good. Here we go. Ball, a little louder call, good. Atta baby. You guys are looking pretty nifty. Here we go, you're cheating on me again. Good. Good throw. Come and get it. Okay, now the next one, stay where you are. You did a good job there, except go get the ball a little quicker. Once the ball's thrown, you can go get it. As soon as you find out how you're gonna approach it. Stay here, now go get the ball. Good, get into it, that a baby, good. Good, that's good. All right, one more and then we're gonna switch. One more. Here we go. Good, okay. All right, here's the play. That we got two pieces of pie here we're dealing with. Right down the middle, this is your half the pie. You got it from there, from that line to the mound. If something's hit to the mound, you don't come back to it. You're gone. All the way out here. You got everything from there to here, that whole piece of pie. What kind of pie do you like, chocolate? It's all yours. You can eat the whole thing. Now yours is from here to the line. So for a pitcher to feel that ball, he's got to throw the ball, and he's got to break directly halfway between, and no further back than that, but halfway, and break as hard as you can, because you're feeling the ball here. What we want to do is get the runner at third base. This is like a play with a runner at first and a runner at second, a bunt play. So you'd be three steps off the bag and eight steps in to start with. There's runners on first and second, it's a bunt play. Now eight steps in toward the batter, straight in. Now you're sitting right in there and you're saying, nobody's gonna get a bunt on me. I'm getting everything in this piece of pie. You're breaking off here. Now remember, if the ball's bunted right back to the plate here, to the pitching mound, he's not gonna get it because he's breaking. He can't come back. I don't want him to come back. He's breaking this way. So you gotta feel that ball right there in the seam. Okay, here we go. You're breaking now. You're breaking to me right here. No further back. If you break further back, you foul up him. Now, one more piece of the puzzle. For the third baseman, you're four over and two in. And two in to start with, two in. One, two. Gentleman steps, that's it. Now, this play is different than the other bunt play because I got to wait here. I don't get my preliminary motion. I got to wait till it's bunted. Oh, I'd like to charge it, but I can't because I want that pitcher to feel it. So I'm going to come with me. As soon as the ball is bunted, I'm going to time it. One, two, three, and I didn't hear the pitcher, so what am I going to do? Ball! Where are we going with the ball, catchers? Where are we going with the ball? We're going to first base, aren't we? Probably. Okay, so we're going to first base with it. Now, if the pitcher comes here, we go one, two, three. I go one, two, and Merlo says, ball! I come back this way, one, two, three, four, somewhere in the five ought to be close to the bag. Well, there it is. So if I go two, three, and five diagonally, I'll be close to the bag. Okay? Now you got to sit here and wait till the ball's bunted. Here we go.
Oh, run, run, run!
All right, go again. That's what practice is for. Make a mistake and back up and do it again. Here we go. Break the line.
Oh, run, run, run!
Now break hard to the line. Once you've thrown the ball, commit to throw the ball. You got to do that. Then break hard to the line. Break.
Run, run, run.
A little louder. A little louder. Where do you want to go with that? Where do you want to go with that? Oh yes, we work all day to get that ball at three. Three. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, what did I hear? Third baseman. I gave him how many steps? How many did I take? All right, walk with me again. I'm coming in here. One, two, three. I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. Ball! It's mine. I'm going to take it. Okay? Here we go. Here we go. Good. Good.
Good.
You're going to go one with that. You're going to go one with that because you didn't hear anything from him. We fouled up the communication there. You didn't say anything and you're in too deep. So you got to call it. If I'm going to come in that deeply, I got to call it. Here we go. Break.
Ball, ball. Three, two, three.
Now what do you want to say if you're, remember we're communicating. He gave me good communication. I said, thank you, partner. I got the bag. You don't have to say thank you, partner. You can tell him that in the dugout. But bag, bag, bag. Repay the favor. He called the ball, got you off the hook.
Back, back, back.
Okay. Now I'm going to do, this is a tough play. It's a tough play for big guys, older guys, major league guys. I don't care who. It's a tough play because it really requires some finite communication. But it's easier if you do it this way, where you really do break off. Within three steps, try to make a decision. And you take your three steps, and if now we're about the same time, aren't we?
Yeah.
No decision's been made. You're going to come in then and say, oh, okay, I'll take over. I didn't hear anything from you. And then in the dugout, I might say, you could have got to that ball if you'd have called it. Give me a call. But in the meantime, you're going to call that ball. Okay? Now you bust off hard this way. Trust each other. You come to the line. Every once in a while, you're going to bump one down that way, and then we got to have different coverage. All right, here we go. Good. Now on that one, if you get caught, you might have to even hit the deck to let him throw so he doesn't throw and hit you. Okay? Here we go. One, two, three. Okay, here's the problem. We got a hands-on deal again. We're going to walk together on this as the ball's being thrown. Oh, stay right here. The ball's being, heads up, Merlo. I'm going to turn him loose when we get this three steps. Wait, go ahead.
Wait.
No, hit it, Jeff. We're timing it. We're going to wait. This is tough to do because we got to wait here. I want to be aggressive. I want to go. No. One, two, three. I didn't hear anything. Got to call it. Got to call it, yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Try it again now on your own. Don't go anywhere till the ball is bunted. This is one that's different than the other bunts. Wait. One, two, three. Did you take your steps when he bunted it? This takes some real discipline to do this. Wait till the ball's bunted. Wait till it's bunted. One, two, that's it. Jeff, that side over there. Easy. Right to the mound. Break. Where are you going to break? Three over and eight in, guys. Three over and eight in. Start there. Okay, that's where you start. Now, as soon as the ball is bunted, you can get after the ball. You don't have to wait for anything. As soon as he throws the ball, you can go in there. Here we go. He can't. You can. Here we go. Get in there. Okay, whose ball is that? No, you don't want to feel that ball. He's got that ball. Break to the line. Come to me. Throw the ball and come to me. Trust your partner over there. You go after the ball, first baseman. I got two jobs here I'm trying to do at the same time. But I'm going to do it with you, and you're going to do it really well right here. We're going to get back here, and as soon as that ball looks like it's going to be bunted, we're going to charge. See, you don't have to wait like he does. I don't have to cover first base. As soon as he throws it up, get in there. As soon as he throws the ball up, you're going to get in, not so close, you're right on top of him, but you're going to get in so you can cover. That way I can cover more area, and that way when he does that, you can throw the ball, and your first two steps is directly that way. So I'm not going to get back here and feel this one. I'm going to say, you got to get to that one, brother. That's yours. Okay, here we go. Break, right. Okay. That's all right. Break right. And we'll have to leave that up to him. If it gets too hard, you won't get it. To some of them, you won't get. Break. Harder. Attaboy. Break to the right. All right, as soon as you throw, I'm going to give you that, and then I want the first two steps directly that way. Once you throw, boom, commit to go there. Go right to the line, first two steps. Here we go. Yeah, crossover. One, two, that's it. Got to have a call. Give me a call. You got the ball. Give me a little louder call. A little more concise. Louder.
Ball.
Where you want to go with that ball? We want to go to third base on that one. And there's nobody at third? So you made the right call. Because there's nobody at third. What'd you do?
Well, I caught ball two, so.
When'd you call it?
Well, I took three and I said ball.
Okay, we had a miscommunication a big time here. When did you call the ball? You call it late? Okay, that's the problem. Try to call it within three steps. If we call it late, we end up with this kind of thing where He doesn't know where to throw. You don't know where to go. And you made the right call, actually, because there wasn't anybody there. Here we go. All right, now let's get in here real quick. Let's start really picking this baby up here and making a good play. Here we go. Wait, now don't charge until your ball's hit. One, two, three, better. That's better, that's better, that's better. It can be done. Now right here, you don't move till the ball's hit. That's good. Here we go. Break right. That's good, that's good. Under control. Under control. That's it. Good. That a baby. Okay. Now, I'm going to add one little extra benefit to this thing that'll help you in your recognition of whether I can get to the ball. If I'm going to feel the ball backhanded, I can't feel it. I'm going to let you have it. So I've got to get to the ball. A left-hander is a little easier to make on this because you're just going in that direction. But for a right-hander, I have to be able to make a judgment. Can I get over in front of that ball this way, feel it, and throw there? If I can't, I got to let the third baseman have it. Okay? I got to decide that in three steps. All right, here we go. That's good. All right, here we go. Quick. That's it. Good call. Atta boy. Atta baby. Atta way to take over, take charge. Here we go. Get to the right. Now you just wanted to get that, didn't you? Instead of breaking to your right, trust your partner. Make a little call, a little quicker call, and do what he tells you. If he says one, throw to first base, because you gotta communicate and let him communicate. If it's wrong, it's wrong, but you gotta do what he tells you to do. The thing of it is, I gotta have a call quicker. Call it quicker. That's good. That was good. Well done. Both guys did a good job on that. Now you're charging, really being active over there at first base. Good. Atta baby. Good. Now we're cooking. What happened on that? It's right on the seam. That one you might be able to get to because it wasn't that far over to your left. But you did right by breaking to the right. Too late. Too late on the initial call here. We got to have that a little bit earlier. Remember, I got to get on this side of it.
53.
Okay, one more play. Okay, now this is the start of working on this thing. You know how to do it. This would take another two or three practices to really get this refined, but you could do it. And you can see how critical the timing is. And it's a little difficult because you got to decide whether you can get over here to a ball or whether you haven't. So it's going to require a lot of balls being hit over here so you can make those decisions. Okay, what we're working on here, pitchers for you, you're covering third base. So you're going to make a good pickoff attempt, really work on a good pickoff, and then as soon as the ball hits the grass, you wait till it hits the grass. We're going to purposely miss the ball, but as soon as the ball hits the grass, then you take off and hightail it over behind to back up the play and line up the throw and get as deep as you can in any ballpark you're playing in. This one's relatively close, but you go to the fence and line up the throw. and you're the last line of defense. The ball's over that third baseman's head, you got to feel it. Otherwise, it costs you a run. Now, for the middle infielder, you're going to the bag for a pickoff play, and you can start back a little bit further, right in there. Now, you just go to the bag for a pickoff. You time him, try to pick the runner off. Now, you runners, as soon as you see this guy turn, what do you do as an outfielder? You come in on the ball, don't you? You see he's throwing it? All right, charge the ball. You're going to throw it to the cutoff man. All right, here we go. Cutoff man getting a good feeling position. So you're doing the whole thing on this one play. Then you'll do it the second play. Ready, go. Here we go. Make a good throw. Line it up, line it up, line it up. Good throw, good. Now, only cut it if he tells you to cut it. You tell him to cut it. If you don't tell him to cut it, he's not cutting it. Here we go. Good. Deep, 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 deep. You don't cut it. Don't cut it unless he says to. He's going to throw it all the way through. Here we go. Let the ball go through unless he says cut it. Atta baby. Field it. Now, if it's off guard, you should cut it. Okay, here we go. Go ahead, give me a little room. Give me a good throw. All right, hold up. Good, good. Now I got to be there. That's the whole purpose of this drill. Two things. I want to work on getting a decent pickoff move made, right? Okay, so I'm going to work on that. I'm going to be selfish in my position. Say I'm working on a pickoff play. Once I get the ball thrown to the outfield, it's a good pickoff play. He just let it go by. Now I'm going to run over and I'm going to back up third base. And I want to get deep for it. And I'm looking for the throw from the center fielder. So I got to really hustle. Here we go. Get there, get there, get there, get there. Okay, I'm going to make one adjustment here because that's deeper than you guys are used to. Just a couple of feet before it hits the dirt, you can take off. Otherwise, you're not going to have time. A couple of feet before it hits the dirt, you can take off and run. But now give me a good throw, though. Don't just turn around and throw wildly. Give me a good throw. Try to hit that shortstop there at second base. Here we go. Hit him. Hit him. Hit him. Go, 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 go. Get there. Get there. Get there deep. Get there deep. Atta baby. That's the whole purpose of that is being there saving a run. Come in on it. Give me a good cut. Atta baby. Where do you stand when you're taking the throw? Do you tell them back?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, there's several things you can work on this play. One, the third baseman can work on getting back, as Jeff had told him, get back and move into the bag. The other thing is this guy working on a pickoff play and a backup play, and the outfielder working on hitting the cutoff man, and the shortstop working on the cutoff play and fielding the relay. Here we go. Got to be lower, lower. Hit the cutoff man, right here. Give me a good turn. Now, pitchers, can you do a jump turn?
Yeah.
Okay, do a jump turn this time. Jump turn is the feet just change position, but while they change position, your arm comes up. Get your arm up. Get your arm up. Mr. Merlo,
yeah.
Good throw, good throw. Atta baby. When you do that, practice doing this. Practice doing that and getting your arm up into throwing position. See how he jumps and the arm stays down? Get there deep, get there deep, get there deep. Atta boy, way to hustle. When you take your jump turn, you're leaving your arm down. It'll take some practice. As you turn, do that, but as you turn, do this. Take your hand out of your glove as you turn and raise it up. Now, see how you're lowering it? Yeah, that's it right there. Almost, almost, Merlo. Almost, Mr. Merlo. You got to have that one. That a baby. See See, if that's a short fence there, you just saved a run by knocking the ball down. That a boy. You take a little practice. Get there. You got to get there. Give him room. Give him room. Give me a good turn. Give me a good turn. That's better. That's better. But give me a good throw. Give me a good throw. Hold just a second. In practice, try to utilize every part of practice. Just think about this. Now, I can work on a pickoff play. I can work on hitting a cutoff. Hitting my target there is the shortstop. Or what we have a tendency to do is just throw the ball and back up. We don't want to do that. We want to say, look, I'm going to work on my pickoff play. I can get four or five throws, maybe six in here, working on a real pickoff play and getting perfection in that. Plus, backing up. I got two things I'm concentrating on. Pickoff first, backup second. And you can work on different parts of your pickoff here. That was good right there. That was good. If you do that on a pickoff at any base, it's going to really enhance the quickness of the play. And you'll actually be it'll be a lot easier on your arm. All right, what we're working on here is blocking low pitches with a catcher. And then we're also going to add on a two-ball drill, which I think is real good for recognition on balls that you can't find. Here's just a straightforward blocking and going and getting the ball, making sure our feet in the right place. If there's a pass ball, you turn, go find it, and pick it up and get your feet lined up to throw to the base that you're intended to throw to. Okay, go ahead. That's it. Now go get it. Upright, real quick, as quick as you can get up. Okay, next guy, just jump in there with your gear on, you can trade off. That way you can move in quickly. Just be back over on this side, real close, so you can jump right back in there. We'll just go one at a time, one at a time. Jump in, up, 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 up. Pick it up with both hands. Get in the habit. I never pick the ball up with one hand. Pick it up with both hands. Okay, go get it, go get it, go get it. Feet in position, hold it. Let's go back over that again. Gordon Aulis, get back over here where you started. Okay. Now come over here and pick the ball up the way you picked it up. Okay, now I'm throwing to first base. Now I got to turn. Now let's pick it up the right way and show you how. Oh, now we're just look at that. Yes. You'll never do that wrong again. Here we go. Now go get it. Feet, that's better. Much better. Attaboy. Remember, what I say to catchers, if you can block the ball and keep it out in front of you, you've done a good job. And somebody ought to say, nice going. Nice going, because you kept the ball out in front of you. And that's what you try to do on a low pitch, is just keep the ball in front of you. Block it. You'll catch some of them. Now try to keep go ahead and move in one at a time, one at a time. We're just going to go rapid fire here. Okay, try that one again. Where was that ball? Where'd that bounce? No, where'd it bounce here? Okay, that's far it. Out there, it's a little tough. Back in here, it's a little bit easier to block. That's it. First thing you want down, drop down on your knees this time. Don't throw this time, Jeff. Get up in your regular position, your catching position, and start to drop. Good. Now, he naturally does what I want him to do. He drops his butt first. A lot of guys raise their tail up, and then they thump on this is a quick way down. Now, I'd do one other thing for you. Can you get a little taller? Can you get a little, no, just like you were. I want you changing. Yeah, oh, there you are. Now take this glove here, turn it over so I get that out and get it right along your chin so you can actually see the ball go in your glove. As uh-huh. opposed to getting it way back here. Uh-huh. Yeah, just even, but make yourself big right there. There's two ways to block these. One's to cup them and one's to get out here. I like this because you can see the ball go in your glove and it's nice and soft and you can still keep everything out in front. Like you got your shoulders nice and turned. If the ball's over here to your right, you just turn your shoulder in. Ball's over to the left, turn the shoulder in. You keep it out, and then you keep your head down so the ball angles are going out in front. Okay, one more time. Try to drop to your left. No, not that far out. Just slightly. You already had pretty good technique. Just slightly. Don't change it too much. There you go. Okay, next guy, jump in. Just rapid fire. Keep that mask on. Good. That's a good job. Not a real good job. That one you ought to get a double thumbs up on, because that was a tough one to block. Good. Now if you drop, let me see you drop to your knees. Yeah, now you're doing what would be better if you do this. Get up again. Now drop your knees, but first of all, just drop your butt down and touch your heels with it before you drop to your knees. Huh? Now see how quick that is?
Yeah.
Getting the thought of when you're gonna drop, have your tail touch your knees first, then just fall. It just floats you down on the ground. Yeah. Now when you do that, keep your frame big and soft. There you go. Drop it. He went up again. It'll take a little while to get that. Drop your tail now. When you see a low pitch, drop your tail. He went up again. It'll take a little while to get used to it. That's a little better. Here's what I'd do to work on that thing. I'd get up real close here, get in your catching position. Now, every pitch is going to be a low pitch. I'm going to tell you where it is. It's going to be right in front of you. It's going to be low, and it's going to drop, block it. Okay, again. Now, don't be in so much hurry. We're going to go through this in slow motion. You're going to drop your tail first and touch your heels, and then you're going to fall down. Good. Now, don't keep your feet just where they are. Don't spread them out. Just drop your tail. That's good. Again, nice and easy. Drop your tail. Good. Okay, now a little bit further out. Now, every pitch is going to be right in front of you. Drop your tail. Don't throw your feet out. Keep your feet in contact with the ground and just drop your tail like this and fall. Yeah. Smoother. Much smoother. All right, now here we go. It's going to be a low pitch right in front of you. Keep both hands out here. You're throwing one hand behind. Keep them both out there. That's better. Now, can you take it out in front of you and hold it out here? Better. Here we go again. Better. No, you're throwing your feet. See, if I throw my feet, I'm taking a lot of time to throw them out here and drop down. A low pitch has got to be taken care of real quickly. So what I'm doing with a low pitch is just here it is, this low pitch. I'm dropping my feet down, and they stay tucked under. If I got to get up, I can use those to get up with. All right, here we go. That's better. That was better, the last move. Okay, that's what I do to work on the pitches. And then I would do some here where you say, I'm going to go to the right side, drop to your right knee. Can you drop just to your right knee? Not your left, just your right.
What?
Drop to your right knee. And you do that by tucking your tail down here, hit this one, drop to your right knee, and turn in. If it's to your left, and I'm talking not balls in front of you, I'm talking about to your right. Yes, yes. Now do it by keeping your weight here instead of letting it fall over there. I can't go outside the shin guard because I'll fall over. Yeah, you're going a little bit too far to the right with the top part of your weight. See, a low pitch, I want to get in front of it real quick. Bounce, stay in. Bounce down and stay in. Same way with the left, I want to bounce down and stay in. Yeah, that's what I do, and it would take just what we're doing here, where you take 15 throws, 15, and tell them where they're going, and you just keep telling them until they get the idea. Okay, behind you, is it behind you where you turn around, or is it behind you where you look down and back up? Remember, if it's 2 feet or so back here, it's in front of you. It's in front of you. What does that mean to him? If I back up, I'll find it by looking down.
If it's
2 feet. If it's more than 2 feet. Yeah, you just use judgment. You don't have to have more than 2 feet. Back. Back means you turn around. In front, you say, it's not in front of me. Yeah, there it is. Wouldn't you? That's what you'd say. You'd say, you just told me. Well, if I back up, it is. But I don't want to back up too far. So if it's more than a couple steps he has to take back, you turn him around. Okay? Here we go. well, whatever was back. Okay, pitchers, remember this. Back, in front. First base. Third base. Can you remember that? Four things now. What are they? In front, back. Right, okay, here we go. You got a ball? Need a second ball. Here we go. Louder. You pass that test? Did you pass that test I gave a minute ago? You picked the ball up with one hand, didn't you? Okay, don't do that. Here we go. That's it. Okay, here we go. In front. Back, in front. Third, first. Four things. Can you remember those? All right, here we go. That's it. Just keep backing up. Don't do that. You get the ball. All right, here we go.
Back.
Good. Now you might need to do what my high school coach had me do. He had me go on the field by myself and yell for a half hour, different plays. First, third. When I came back, I could call the play. Back. It's an emergency. Okay? Urgent. Here we go. Attaboy. All right, give me a good throw here. That's good. Well, that's the idea. That's going to take some work to do, but that's a great drill to work on. It's the only one I know you can work on with realistically to get the guy to get the ball that's close by here, and it's also good for distant balls. The thing about drills like this is you learn from them. You learn what you need to do on the next day's work list. And you see, for instance, on the last drill we did, the pitchers needed to work on getting the arm up. Well, that could be a drill that you work alone with, the pitchers, getting the arm up and the different kinds of pickoff moves. And if you're having trouble with the cutoff men not being hit, then you work with the outfielders separately on those things. And then the timing, as we worked on the bunt situations with the infielders, particularly the bunt play with runners at first and second, that's a difficult play at any level. So to expect guys to do that, this is the first time we've worked with these kids, to expect them to do it perfectly would be foolish. Actually, they did a pretty good job with it, but it would require another couple of three practices to start really making it shine, and it started picking up at the end of this one where it looked good because they were getting communication. But you can see as we started at the beginning of this drill, it's a good communication drill, it's a good lead-up drill to other drills. And it's a good one to maintain skills in. It's been our privilege to bring this Coach's Choice video to you. Thank you.
Bob Bennett ranks as the seventh most winning head baseball coach in NC2A Division I history. During his 34-year college career, Bennett's teams averaged more than 40 wins a season. With 32 winning campaigns, 26 consecutive, the results are impressive. 1,302 victories, 17 conference championships, 21 NC2A tournament berths, 32 All-Americans, 9 first-round draft picks, 2 College World Series appearances. His teams were consistently ranked in the top 25. The 1988 team vaulted to number 1 during Fresno State's school record 32-game winning streak. Coach Bennett earned Conference Coach of the Year honors 14 times. In 1988, he was named NC2A Coach of the Year by the Sporting News. Bennett has also been heavily involved in baseball at the international level, coaching the U.S. national team 4 times. In 2000, he earned the prestigious Lefty Gomez Award.
Known for his fundamentally sound ball clubs, more than 200 of his players went on to the professional ranks, including 35 major leaguers. Considered one of the nation's experts on catching fundamentals, Bennett has published two books on the subject and is in demand at clinics throughout the country. A leader on the collegiate baseball front, Bennett is a former president of the American Baseball Coaches Association. He serves on the Hall of Fame and All-American committees within the ABCA and is a member of the ABCA Board of Directors. Bob Bennett continues to influence amateur baseball as an accomplished coach, author, and consultant.